Hey.
Is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves just by dialing in toll free. You bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Okay, so 800-259-9231, as we continue here, there's an update, Mark, you're going to share with us regarding the TSA. It was a few months back, a couple months ago, I guess, when some supposed good news came out about how, airports, if you don't like the TSA, you can just go ahead and get rid of us. Oh, you didn't know that? Well, it's possible. Apparently, Mark, it's not possible anymore.
Well, and also there was the Republican senator or something who helped set up the TSA, was recommending that airports go with the private option. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, Washington, CNN.
In fact, I have something about that Republican senator.
A program that allows airports to replace government screeners with private screeners is being brought to a standstill. Just a month after the Transportation Security Administration said it was neutral on the program, TSA Chief John Pistole said Friday he decided not to expand the program beyond the current 16 airports, saying that he doesn't see any advantage to it.
Yeah.
I bet there's no advantage to him.
He doesn't get to expand the bureaucracy.
Sure. I mean, he's the chief of the TSA.
I don't see advantages to giving away my job to people.
Like. Yeah. I think some people wonder sometimes whether, he's a government bureaucrat. Why would they care about that particular area? It's just something for him not to worry about. It's not like his paycheck's contingent on how many airports he's in charge of or anything like that. But, I think that doesn't take into consideration human nature. I was just watching something on television about how the states got their shape, and all of it was just a fight over land from different territories fighting for land. Did you know there was a war between Michigan and Ohio on this little strip of land in Toledo that the Toledo was in?
No, I had no idea. Surprised.
Apparently, nobody died in the war. They just, exchanged some shots and stuff. And Michigan hates Ohio or something like that. But, there was actually shots fired over this little strip of land. And, so people in government do care about how much area or whatever people it
is. It's their fiefdom.
Yeah, it is. It's their fiefdom. Yeah. So he said, though little known, the screening partnership program allowed airports to replace government screeners with private contractors who wear TSA-like uniforms, meet TSA standards, and work under TSA oversight. Among the airports...
So, TSA light?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I can see why some airports would opt for that. Some of the airports that have opted out of the government screening are San Francisco and Kansas City. The push to opt out gained attention in December when the fury over TSA's enhanced pat-downs, which some travelers called intrusive, some called it rape. Representative John Micah, he wasn't a senator, he was a representative. A Republican from Florida wrote a letter encouraging airports to privatize their air screeners, saying that this would be more responsive for the public. At the time, the TSA said it neither endorsed nor opposed private screening. If airports choose this route, we are going to work with them to do it, a TSA spokesman said in late December. But on Friday, TSA denied an application by Springfield Branson Airport in Missouri to privatize its checkpoint workforce. And in a statement, Pistole indicated other applications likewise would be denied. I examined the contractor screening program and decided not to expand the program beyond the current 16 airports, as I do not see any clear, substantial advantage to do so at this time.
You know, what would happen? I mean, obviously this isn't going to occur, but what would happen if some renegade airport administrator decided to just change the security codes and lock all the TSA bureaucrats out one day and brought in his own security force?
I think they'd bring the federal marshals in or something.
Yeah, I think Obama would have him, like, executed by those drones or something. I don't know. Just something ridiculous would happen to him, I know.
He said that airports that currently use contractor screening will continue to be allowed to. Pistole said he'd been reviewing TSA policies with the goal of helping the agency to evolve in a more agile, high-performance organization.
I love it when they use that word.
Why do they
government.
Do that? I mean,
I don't know.
Show me the... Pistole, Mr. Pistole, please...
Isn't it pistol?
But I don't know. It's
got an E at the end of it.
Yeah.
Please show me the first agency that was able to evolve into a high-performance, agile organization.
Well, it's just agile and bureaucracy are like
it doesn't make
fire and water. They can't do the same thing.
No. Come on. How could they possibly? The TSA can't even figure out what its own rules are at this point. So...
Yeah,
he told of the change on Friday. Told of the change on Friday night. Micah said he intends to launch an investigation and review the matter.
You know why? Oh, you can go. Is there more to this?
Yeah, there's a little more.
I've got something about this Micah character.
Yep. It's unimaginable that the TSA would suspend the most successful performing passenger screening program we've seen over the last decade.
Unimaginable.
Oh, wow.
Micah said Friday night, the agency should concentrate on cutting some more of the 3,700 administrative personnel in Washington who concoct this decision and reduce the army of TSA employees that has ballooned to more than 62,000.
Boy, thank goodness he cares so much about slicing back government, right? Oh, wait, this is the same guy who ran the war on, like, you know, was a major drug warrior and probably still is. And he wasn't complaining when George Bush was in charge.
No. Mm-hmm. Nearly every positive security innovation since the beginning of the TSA has come from the contractor screening program, like I said. A Union for Transportation Security Administration employee said it supported the decision to halt the program.
Really?
The union for the TSA employees doesn't want that. It doesn't mind that the private contractors competing with the TSA employees have been halted.
Let's talk to Vince in Indiana. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
There's a lady here too. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm sorry. Ladies first, right?
Go ahead, Vince.
But there was a gentleman here. He's a libertarian on the city council for Indianapolis. And he proposed that they, I guess bring up some type of resolution, which they didn't do, to halt the TSA screenings out there at the Indianapolis International Airport.
Mm-hmm.
But now I noticed, I watched my little government channel.
Yeah.
And guess what they're asking for? They're asking for more money.
Who is?
The airport authority.
Ah.
They're asking from the state. And from the city of Indianapolis.
Well, there's never enough,
what?
Is there, Vince?
Huh?
There's never enough. I mean, they always have to have
harassing
more.
People is expensive business.
But their number of passengers actually is declined by, 42%.
Wow. Hey, thanks, Vince, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231.
The TSA is just doing an excellent job in driving people away from American airports. 42%!
Well, that's why they need more funding, because as the passengers dry up, they're not getting as much taxes from each ticket. I mean, if you've got half the tickets that are being sold, you've got half the revenue as far as taxes are.
And there's, like, so many stupid little... I know there's a 9/11 tax on every single airline ticket.
Yeah.
Like, I'm paying because some crazy man, like, drove a plane into a building, you know, like, I'm taxed for that?
You'll
That's
pay because
so
we
bad.
Say so. You'll pay whatever we say. Or you'll just stop flying, which is apparently what 42% of people have done in India.
And some airlines have managed to make themselves more profitable by cutting routes. So, I mean, you're already seeing the beginning of it. They're cutting the routes out. Pretty soon a couple of them will die off, and you'll have one airline left, and the government will have to nationalize that one.
Yeah, and it'll cost $30 to bring on a carry-on, let alone a bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like,
and don't forget how you're going to get treated.
I just wonder when they're going to start charging for bathroom use on the planes.
Well, they've already had the idea of having those, the bracelets that, like, give you a shock if you get out of line or something, and you have to put it on when you check in, and it attaches you with your baggage when you go to the baggage claim, and it's just, like, some of the things that they have proposed are beyond ridiculous, and people are looking at it like viable options.
Well, I want to come back and talk about this character, this John Micah. Normally, I don't like focusing on politicians, but this one deserves it because he has been out on the forefront of this privatization issue, making himself look like a small government conservative. Let's slash back the TSA. Look, I'm so, you know, I'm the man. Well, what's his real motivation? We'll find out here in a moment. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email. The EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. Much to discuss here tonight. Of course, your calls are the primary elements if you make them. Also, don't forget to visit our website at freetalklive.com where you'll find different features. You'll find that they're free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. We've got a mobile site, in fact. You've got a smartphone. You can just punch up m.freetalklive.com, get quick access to software that'll allow you to tune into our live streams. You can get to our streams that way. Plus, there's also access to the podcast on our mobile site. That's m.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI, the main sponsor of Free Talk Live, has been for a very long time. I don't know about main sponsor, but they're one of the main sponsors. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's continue with your calls and then more on this TSA privatization issue. But first, Shane is in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark. Hello, Shane.
Mark, we're in London.
Oh, you've got to turn down whatever that is. I don't know if it was people or...
All of South America.
Okay. Hi. Thanks for the call.
It's one of those little playback things from the internet.
A playback thing?
Soundboard.
Soundboard.
Oh.
In attempts to be funny, many people use soundboards.
They fail every time.
Yeah.
We've had a couple bad crank calls last night, and normally when we get a spate of crankers, it's fairly rare that it happens. Usually, if we get crankers, they come in a bulk batch.
Yeah, it's usually like from some posting on FARC or something.
Right, right. It's never been FARC. There's been the Vestibule,
like that.
Vestibule, T-E-H, Vestibule. I tried to go there last night to see if it was them again, but their site was down, or at least I couldn't get onto it. And nobody's given us a heads up as to what it is. Usually the chat room's pretty good at figuring these things out. But anyway, most of the time, they really are awful. 800-259-9231, but we appreciate a good crank on this show.
Crank. There's nothing wrong with a good crank.
I miss, whatever happened to the John Lennon and whatever guy?
Murder Truth.
Yeah.
MurderTruth.com.
I miss that guy. That was always fun.
I'm not sure he was cranking us.
Well, I took it as one.
Always funny.
Yeah, those are always some of the best, is the character callers that you're not real sure.
Into it or not.
Right, are they real? Like, some people don't believe Scott the Bigot is real. I believe he is. I can't believe anybody who would be a cranker would be so dedicated to being hate-filled on the radio. It seems unbelievable. There's also a guy that called a long time ago, and we've heard from him, I think, within the last year, Jamie Togiso from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Plays this kind of toothless hick. And, I don't know if he's real or not. He's one of those borderline guys.
The reason he got the name Togiso is because he basically made several predictions and said, and once it happens, you'll be able to say, Jamie told you something. It was hilarious.
Yeah. So, 800.
His grandma worked at the dollar store.
800-259-9231. So I wanted to comment a little further on this privatization idea. And Mark, you just brought us the news that the TSA has decided, we were going to let you airports, privatize your security force, but screw it. We can't see any reason for you to do that.
Right. I mean, they say they don't see any reason.
Did this affect Florida's? I know that they were interested in switching over at some point at one of their major airports.
Well, it was an airport in Orlando. They made it seem like it was a major airport, not a major airport.
Oh, okay. So but, just some guy's backyard where he throws paper airplanes privatized.
It's probably more than that.
Okay.
if they've already been in, then they were grandfathered in. They're still allowed. Like if they were already on board with a private security, then they're still allowed to be on board with it. They haven't yanked that out from under them. But anybody new, any airports that at this point are deciding they want to give it a shot, it's you're sorry, not right. not accepting your application.
It's the The TSA, the head of the TSA, Pistole, whatever his name is, can't see any reason. The fact that you want to is not a reason.
Right. Well, he's in charge.
Right.
You have to see. You have to even apply. You have to beg permission from them in the first place. Or when you could, you'd have to beg permission from the TSA to even have them allow you to do this. So I've actually had this sitting in my show prep stack for a few weeks. We've just never gotten to it. Becky Akers over at LouRockwell.com. Comments on this John Micah character. And remember, Mark, when this first came out, you were singing his praises. Oh, Representative Micah, you're so small government. Oh, look at what you're doing. This is great.
I don't know that I went all that way.
And
I was politicians.
I was immediately on this guy saying, whoa, this guy is not a friend of freedom. Look out. And now Becky Akers has uncovered the truth.
I have to hear some audio from this exchange that you're talking about here.
We may despise our sociopathic rulers, says Akers, but our contempt for them doesn't come close to theirs for us. Witness how they play us for fools as they prattle about privatizing the groping and ogling that they inflict on passengers at airports. At the height of voters' fury against the TSA last November, Representative John the Toupee Micah sent a letter to some 200 airports. He advised them to opt out, not from their porno scanners, but from the TSA, and not from its atrocities or control, but only from its employees. Micah exhorted his correspondents to hire private screeners instead, as if that would change anything whatever, including taxpayers footing the bill for their own abuse. Whether private or public, hands paw us, we're on the hook for $7 billion annually. Yet the Toupee and many airports' managers pretend that privatization will improve passenger service. Right. When the method used to search your body is on par with a sexual massage by a stranger of the same sex, it helps if the deviant who gropes your buttocks and rubs your anus and groin, who fondles you inappropriately and puts her hands forcefully in between your legs, draws a paycheck from a private company rather than from dirty old Uncle Sam. The Toupee is one of the TSA's godfathers. He claims that he helped author the legislation spawning it, though Congress passed his bill so soon after 9/11 that cynics suspect it originated long before and was simply waiting in the wings for an appropriate crisis.
Sounds right.
You might think that after foisting such colossal wickedness as the TSA on us, the Toupee would scurry back into his sewer in shame. Failing that, you might suppose it would strip him of all credibility so that when he opens his mealy mouth, the media wouldn't drop to its knees and kiss his butt. Sadly, you'd be wrong on both counts. While passengers suffer horrifically from the Toupee's evil, he hasn't at all. The media's morons and statists continue to genuflect before this expert rather than blame him for our national nightmare. Indeed, they cheer his hypocritical scolding of his brainchild, which proves the sorry mess of American journalism. As if we needed further evidence, the only thing Toupee understands about aviation is how to tax it. He's never worked a single day in the industry. Prior to his election in Congress in 1992, Micah established several successful business ventures, including real estate, communications, international trade consulting, and governmental affairs firms. The Toupee knows nothing more of aviation than your average passenger does, and your average passenger has better hair. But the nincompoops in Congress never hold a little ignorance against a tyrant. Micah is the ranking Republican on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Once the new Congress convenes in January, the lawmaker is expected to lead the committee, where he'll do...
You know, I want to comment on this here real quick. The reason I was late last night coming on to the show was because I decided to go to a town planning board meeting that they're going to introduce legislation that makes it so that you have to ask permission to put up a windmill on your property.
Oh, man.
The head of the committee, nice lady, I'm not saying she's not, asked me, how big is a home wind generator system? They're going to put legislation in place.
And they know nothing.
And they know nothing.
All right, there's more coming up here, including John's little dirty secret regarding this private security proposal. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. We've got a lot of stuff, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam, so just go to cam.freetalklive.com and you can do all that for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com, courtesy of Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer great prices and services on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. They have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're continuing here with a piece from LouRockwell.com's Becky Akers, who is the lady on the spot when it comes to critiquing the TSA and just really jumping all over these guys. She's been doing it for quite a long time.
Good for her.
Yeah, and doing a great job. And what she's doing here is she's revealing the truth about this character, this so-called Representative John Micah from, as she calls him, the toupee from Florida, who has been in political office for many years. He was apparently the primary author of the legislation that created the TSA. And now that the Bush administration is done, now he can all of a sudden critique his own creation. And he's now come out in the last month when the whole privatization idea came forth. He was pushing it, saying that, you know, this needs to happen. The TSA is too bloated, and I'm a small government conservative, and, you know, using it as an opportunity to promote himself. And there's more to the story. So we'll continue here. Once the Congress has convened in January, the lawmaker is expected to lead the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, where he'll no doubt continue pushing the scam of privatization. In the past 13 years, Micah has received almost $81,000 in campaign donations from political action committees and executives connected to some of the private contractors already at the 16 U.S. airports. But there's more. How convenient, then, that airport managers who are fed up with the TSA itch to replace its goons with private ones, though they'll sexually assault us as outrageously as their federal counterparts do. Passengers at opt-out airports won't be able to sidestep security procedures. TSA sets the security standards that must be followed, and that includes the use of enhanced pat-downs and imaging technology if installed at the airport, according to the TSA spokesperson. Of course, as we've told you now, they're pulling that option off the table entirely. This was precisely the arrangement in place on the morning of 9/11, though it was the FAA rather than the TSA setting the security standards by which the so-called private screeners search passengers. The items they swiped from us, the magnetometers, the X-raying of our carry-on bags, the FAA dictated all these indignities down to the tiniest detail. So by urging airports to return to this system, the toupee tacitly admits that his legislation wigged out. Not even that dims his luster with the press. Representative John Micah calls the TSA a bloated, poorly focused, and top-heavy bureaucracy. MSNBC.
The funny part is that, like, he's responsible for having passed this stuff.
That's right.
And it's... You know, like, there's no responsibility placed by the press on him. You know, like, oh, I never imagined for a second this would happen. He's been in government a very long time, and it seems sort of disingenuous for a politician to imagine that somehow a government bureaucracy that they create wouldn't grow into a, you know, bloated, inefficient government bureaucracy. They all are.
Especially something, you know, as big as dealing with every single passenger of every single flight in America. I mean, that's... It's a given. It's going to get way too big.
They've done a really great job of taking care of that, according to the numbers we just read there, that they were saying that flights were down 42%.
Oh, yeah.
So, in fact, our passengers were down 42%. So they've managed to get rid of 42% of the passengers. Only 58% remain for them to fondle, and pretty soon...
It's a lot less work.
Yeah, if they put enough roadblocks in place, I mean, you know, they're already taking your water bottles and your nail clippers. I don't know what else they're going to take.
Have they fired 42% of the TSA staff?
No, they're
yeah, they're getting bigger.
MSNBC breathlessly reported on what John Micah had said, but yeah, everybody else would say the same thing, but morons don't thrust microphones and cameras in their faces. Meanwhile, commercial airports are on board with the toupee, and no wonder. Government, whether municipal or state, owns and manages them. The TSA has grown too big, and we're unhappy with the way it's doing things, said Larry Dale, the president of Orlando Sanford International Airport.
That's the one you were talking about there previously.
The little one that sounds big, but is not big. But my board is sold on the fact that the free enterprise system works well, and we should go with a private company we can hold directly accountable for security and customer satisfaction. Larry, you're either an imbecile or you assume we are. This isn't free enterprise or anything close to it. In fact, it's as antithetical to both freedom and enterprise as Obama is. But this does set up the free enterprise system as a handy fall guy, doesn't it? Should another 9/11 occur, you and the toupee can shake your heads and hold the free enterprise system and those private screeners directly accountable, just as the feds did after the first one. nor does it matter whether Leviathan pays the rapists manning the checkpoints or whether the beast funnels the money through a private company. There won't be a dime's worth of difference because the TSA will still mandate the molestation in all its minutia. Indeed, we don't even need to flip for another article for confirmation. After quoting Larry's lunacy, MSNBC notes that the TSA issues the request for proposal and selects and manages the contractor that steps in. That's according to the Director of Community Affairs at San Francisco International, one of the first airports to adopt private screeners. That's right, the toupees private screeners have invested San Francisco's airport for years, and yet the place hasn't earned a reputation as an oasis of common sense that treats passengers as customers and not criminals, has it? Indeed, airport officials say most travelers don't know if the screeners performing pat-down checks work for the TSA or a private company. It seems we can safely conclude that the problem isn't private or public perverts, but the vile TSA. Which brings us to the only guy showing intelligence in the MSNBC's entire story. Privatization may be a step in the right direction, but ultimately it doesn't change the fact that the people at the top are idiots, said aviation consultant Michael Boyd of Colorado-based Boyd Group International.
It's a good thing he owns his own company, because he'd be fired tomorrow morning.
Indeed, Mike would have been in the running for our Genius Award had he stopped there. Unfortunately, he added, the real problem is the TSA needs to be totally rebuilt. Nope, it needs to be totally abolished, as Akers says.
Yeah, unbuilt.
Yeah, and I entirely agree. But
well, we need, we need to give our ideas of how things would work in a free marketplace. If we're going to say things like we need to get rid of the TSA, because people are concerned about, well, if you say get rid of it, then how are we going to get security? The government provides most of the security that people see throughout their lives, but it doesn't necessarily provide the best security or the most responsible security.
Well, I just wonder, where did people get it in their heads that anybody else is responsible for their security?
Well,
why do we need to replace anything at all? You're in charge of that yourself.
Well, I think that, you know, when you're talking about going on to a piece of public transportation, by public I mean open to the public, transportation where they're not in control, I do think that company, that airplane, has a responsibility to provide some level of security.
But wouldn't it be upon the person to find that? Like an airline that does the amount of security that they feel comfortable with? I mean, that's what I mean by personal responsibility is, you know, you tell them that you want to abolish TSA, they're saying, what can we do to replace it? It's like, it's nobody's responsibility to replace it except for those who want the security.
Well, and they will want it, and the airlines will respond, and the airlines will provide whatever levels of
right. Airlines that can't be losing passengers and airplanes all day long, that's for sure. So they need to have some level of security. And I can tell you some of the first things that'll go is you'll be able to bring your own water bottle on the plane. You know, it won't matter how big the tube of toothpaste is it is that you bring.
Mm-hmm.
And also another thing we need to point out is that in this world of terrorism, that it's the United States government that has brought upon itself a certain level of that terrorism. They've gone into foreign countries and created situations where people in those foreign countries propped up dictators like Mubarak, the guy from Tunisia, I can't even remember his name off the top of my head, the Saudi Arabian king, and the people see this and they find it abhorrent and they want to do something about it. I don't think the best thing to do is to blow up private buildings in the United States, but I can see why they think that is.
And here's the real kicker. Guess who's based in John Micah's home district? One of the companies that does the airport private screening. A company called Covenant. So that gives you a little more information about who this guy really is. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark. All right. And you can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. You just start your shopping at Amazon through our special link, which is shop.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to Amazon and it'll allow you to buy whatever it is you normally would buy at Amazon. It's just that we're going to get a cut of the sale. Same great prices, same huge selection, dozens of categories, even used items, brand new items. A lot of them have free Super Saver shipping, so don't miss out on your opportunity to get that. And start your shopping through our link. That's shop.freetalklive.com. It'll be a great way to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live all at the same time.
The archives are brought to you by HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They got more than 4,500 templates over there. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created, hostgator.freetalklive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. They have 99% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support. Everything you could want from a website hosting service, they do. And they're one of the big names. hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue. We'll take your phone calls. And then coming up, a really bad idea coming out of South Dakota. First, Scott is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, Ian.
Speak
Mark.
Speak of the devil.
And Meg, how are you?
Very well.
What's up, Scott?
Thanks.
Go ahead.
You know, what's going on in Egypt is going to affect the United States directly. But before I say that, how it's going to affect the United States, Mubarak is going to be overthrown like the Shah of Iran, and behind the shadows is the CIA and the Mossad, which is the Zionist secret police, to destabilize Egypt.
You think that the CIA is behind this?
Absolutely.
But this guy is a politically connected U.S. puppet, basically, right? I mean, he's kind of in there because they're okay with him.
Yeah, they've been fine with him for 30 years.
It doesn't matter. You know, when the Shah of Iran was deposed in 1979, the CIA installed the Shah. All right? They installed the Shah. Then he was overthrown. Our government plays so many games. And in the Middle East, we're bogged down in Iraq and Afghanistan, we're aligned with the Zionists.
I am not aligned with anybody.
I'd like to say, point of correction, I'm not my government. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's not my government either. Unfortunately, we have to live here, and we have a Zionist-occupied government.
I don't even know what that means.
Let me explain what it means.
Yeah.
A Zionist-occupied government means that the media is controlled by the New York Times, ABC, CBS, the Jews, the Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns.
You are so out of control. The whole idea that the media is controlled by the New York Times. I mean, what are you talking about?
Let me explain.
Is this show not considered the media? I mean, we're not on the radio, on 93 radio stations across the country. Is that not the media in your mind?
I'm saying that the Jews control the bulk of the media. The Jews control Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, the Rothschild family controls these giant banking houses.
So you're making, when you say the Jews, it makes it seem like this big group of people or whatever managed to control everything. And I've pointed out in the past, and
I've known a lot of Jews that don't control anything.
Right, you don't really address it, is that there have been a great deal of Jewish philosophers and economic philosophers and economists that have come out against the monetary system as it exists. You know, whether you're talking
Rothbard.
About Milton Friedman, Rothbard, I think that Peter Schiff. I mean, I think Schiff's a Jewish name. I don't know all these things. I don't study which names are Jewish and which ones aren't. That's not something that's important to me. But, I mean, all these guys that are Jewish are coming out against these systems. Exactly how do they fit into the conspiracy,
Scott? Let me rephrase it. The people that control the United States and the world are international Jews. If you want
to
learn more about this, you need to read The International Jew by Henry Ford.
I don't
want to
learn more about this. It just sounds like bigoted hatred.
Yeah. What is that supposed to mean?
This is what's going on in America today.
I'm sure Peter Schiff has traveled around the world. Does that make him an international Jew? What is the definition of an international Jew?
An international Jew is a person like Lloyd Blankfein that controls Goldman Sachs. It's part of the Jewish question. The Jewish question means this. How did the Jews get to their power? What are they doing there? Why do they achieve power?
You have not answered the question.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a responsive answer. You made the declaration. Mark blew all kinds of holes in your claim that the Jews are in charge of everything and they wanted, you know, whatever Zionism, blah, blah, blah. Mark blew holes in your claims, and all you said to respond to it was, well, they're not international Jews.
It's not the right type of Jews.
What is an international Jew? Please define it.
An international Jew is a individual or individuals that control governments, that control banking houses.
So let me get this straight. I just need to get this straight.
Yeah.
So you're saying that people that control governments and control banking organizations are always Jewish, but all Jews aren't always people that control governments and banking organizations. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Such as the Orthodox Jews that are religious. They're not world controllers.
But you hate them all, right, Scott?
I hate Jews in the sense that they have caused the problems to mankind.
They?
If Henry Ford...
Why do you have to group everybody into the same... I mean, we just pointed out that there are disparate views between individuals who might be labeled as Jewish.
There are also horrible people out there who aren't Jewish.
There are horrible Christians out there.
There's a lot more people
Muslims
that aren't Jewish than are Jewish. So I would go out on a limb and say there are a lot more horrible people that aren't Jewish than people that are.
There are horrible atheists. There are horrible all kinds of people. So, Scott, you know, all you ever have to offer is just groupthink and putting people into stereotypes that don't, you know, do not belong. We've shown clearly that there are people with disparate views within the Jewish religion or the Jewish, you know, race, if you want to use that term.
The Jewish race.
And you just completely ignore it. Would it be possible for you to understand that people are different and they have different belief systems?
I believe that that humanity is so flawed. I believe that there are superior races. I believe there are inferior races. I believe
that races are so mixed, Scott, at this point. I mean, I'm sure anybody would look at me and say, "Well, that's a white guy." But you know, the fact is, I happen to know from a genetic situation with my when my child was born that I'm not entirely white. So I mean, you just don't know. And Scott, I've got to say, I think you should go get yourself a genetic test. They're really really
it's
cheap.
Too scary for him.
Yeah, or you could do one of those background things that they do with DNA now, which basically it shows that you're derived from one of six different groups that started in the world, and the majority of people end up being Jewish.
Really?
In their background. Yeah, there's like two full groups that most people came from that are based out of Jewish faith.
What would you think about yourself, Scott, if you found out that you had Jewish heritage?
It would be. I might as well. A doctor might as well come into a room and say that I have cancer.
Well,
or diabetes.
But you just said that all Jews. You had just said that. You know that all people that control governments and banks were Jewish, but not all
international.
People,
you should get yourself a bank.
Well, I don't think you can be a genetically an international Jew, right? I mean, that's not my understanding.
If you want to understand this, it's very complex.
I don't really.
You need it's not that complex,
Scott.
Yeah.
It's
angry and hateful.
It's very simple. I don't know how it started for you. It was probably daddy that you know taught you how to hate people because they're different from you, or at least that's what he told you.
Or he didn't love you enough.
Yeah, well, maybe that was it. That could be it, Meg.
If your audience wants to learn more about this,
Scott. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI.
I will never understand it.
Yeah.
You'll never understand what?
That kind of bigotry. You know, just that.
Yeah,
I know what people are going to act like because of their ethnicity. I mean,
it's just generation upon generation of ignorance propagating itself.
I've never understood it because up until I was maybe 6 years old, you know, like when you see a dog give birth to puppies, it can have white puppies or spotted puppies or black. Mm. That's how I thought people worked too. So I didn't understand race for like the first, you know, good 8 years of my life.
As far as I'm concerned, there's no reason to even understand race.
Yeah, so I don't understand the bigotry. How can you approach
sense.
A person and say, because of, you know, your background, I hate you?
I don't hate the people who are doing the oppressing around the world, and they are not Jewish. They are all kinds of people. They are human beings who have gotten it into their heads, some very wrong, twisted ideas, like Scott. And it's viewpoints like Scott's that result in things like genocide and result in things like destruction of societies. And
right, like he can deny genocide all he would want, but I mean, it takes that level of hate to do that kind of thing.
Absolutely, the level of hate where you can look at another human being and say that you are somehow lesser than other human beings.
You are not human beings.
1-800-259-9231. It's sick. It's Scott that's the one that's sick. It's Scott is the one that has a problem. And I don't think there's anything we can do to help him. I mean, we've tried talking to him over the years, and he's still just as angry as he's ever been. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day.
For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.